White, J.E. White, Emma. June 15, 1892. Children. Do not tire with my long letters. We know not what a day may bring forth. I may be unable to trace lines upon paper. I may be restored to soundness. I cannot find a chair that I can sit in comfortably. They are not right shaped. I wish I had an easy chair that can rock like that large one of yours, roomy, so that I could put in pillows. I get so tired, my hips at least do, that I am full of nervousness and I cannot rest a moment. I am going to send for a chair to be sent me from Oakland when someone comes on the steamer. I think it would be impossible to find a chair here. Dr. Kellogg writes that he will send me a bushel of gems. I hope he will. They sent me gems from St. Helena, but they were not as good as those from Battle Creek. I was a little surprised to learn that Jesse Horse was in the hands of Oliver Pratt. I am afraid that he will not treat her right. As far as buying her is concerned, he has, I think, no money to buy a horse with. It would please me to have Emma have the horse to ride out when she pleased, if you will take care of her. I have sent for some things which I hope you will send. Looking over the letters, you will see what is called for. It would please me to know how my account is standing at the review office. I said to Sarah I would settle all her sickness bills except the doctor's. I cannot do this conscientiously. I have not heard a word as to how this matter stands. I sincerely believe if she had received the treatment she ought to have had, she need not lose her eyesight. But of course, this disconnects us. I was sometimes frightened because she drove almost into passing teams. I wonder what safety there would be now in her driving me out. Fanny does not walk except with crutches. She has not been well, is very nervous, could not write on calligraph. I have depended on Emily Campbell, who has been practicing since we moved here to Preston. May Walling surprises me. She does so well in standing at the head of the housework. She takes hold cheerfully. May is, I believe, a sincere child of God. She is gaining a valuable experience. She is not just what an experienced nurse would be. I have to carry my case myself and prescribe for myself, and this is rather taxing to me. If I could drop into the hands of one who would pick me right up and know what needs to be done, it would be a relief to me. Sister Tay is with us. She is a real comfort, handy, intelligent, and never tires you. She came to me by my request. She accompanies May and me to Adelaide, if we go, where we will remain for two of the worst months. All our people counsel this. I slept 3 hours at one time last night. I thanked the Lord for this, for I have not done this for months. I wish I could see you both, but when this will be is very uncertain. I may never cross the broad waters, but I leave myself wholly in the hands of God. He knoweth what is best, and he doeth all things well. If we can meet in the mansions above and enjoy the presence of Jesus and each other there, it will be well. Let us make our calling and election sure. May the Lord bless you both is my prayer. Mother. July 18th. This was mislaid and did not go when it should. I send it now. The bushel of rolls came, and I shall not want more at present. They are good, but if they had a little less cream in them would be better to my taste. They are a little rich. Mother.